numbers told the story they always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two of a numbers game at Visa, the sports betting network, Visa.com, the Visa app, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, all proudly, and I do mean proudly, brought to you by BetMGM. It's Gil Alexander. It's Kelly Bidlin, producer number nine in the playbook, but so much more than a producer. Kelly, did you rate the national anthem singing in this match coming up right here?
No, I did not. Sorry, I missed it. Oh, I also forgot to get in on Spain because seemingly everybody and their mother is on Spain today. You're laying two, right?
I'm laying two here, Spain and Costa Rica. Costa Rica, largely considered to be the worst side in this entire tournament. See how that goes.
So what's their money line when they hit later?
I was going to say, when Costa Rica wins this,
historic money line will we
be this will
about?
Be the greatest upset in history, I believe. Coming up, our power rankings, our National Football League power rankings. A little shake up at the top. Not quite at the top, but almost at the top. At least on mine. I haven't seen Kelly's yet. That's coming up. We'll talk to Will Hill. Will join us. Talk all bunch of sports, college basketball perhaps included. Get Will's thoughts on the Thanksgiving Day NFL. But first, Mike Pritchard joins us. Our own Mike Pritchard, co-host of VSiN's Pro Football Blitz. You can follow him on Twitter at MI Pritchard. How you doing, Mike? Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, Gil, Kelly, Kevin, everybody at the South Point. Happy Thanksgiving. You know, I want to become a gillionaire, so help me out with soccer. How do I bet soccer?
No, I'm not the guy. I am not the guy. Yeah.
And what we heard, the shirts were sold out.
The gillionaire, but by the way, because you know why? Because Amal and Mike bought them all for themselves.
Okay.
That's what happened. Yeah.
Right.
Clearly. Yeah, we'll try to restock those for you, Mike, though. Thank you for bringing it up.
Appreciate you. By the way,
when the crew comes back and there's not one Gillionaire shirt ordered, I'm going to be like, I'm not buying any of these for anybody. All right, I'm going to ask you a couple. By the way, Thanksgiving. What's your favorite Thanksgiving food? What is it? Just all
Oh, my goodness. Well, first of all, the star of the show is the turkey, right?
Oh,
you got to get the turkey right.
Mm-hmm.
But then you got to use the gizzards and everything else for the dressing, right?
See.
So Southern style dressing along with turkey and a pretty solid gravy. You have to have a pretty solid gravy as well.
Gizzards caches.
Boom.
That's right.
Gizzards
right.
caches.
I'm gonna crash in here with a little breaking news,
Uh-oh.
Gentlemen.
Okay.
This is from Adam Schefter. During a team meeting just minutes ago, Jets players were informed that Zach Wilson is not starting Sunday's game versus the Chicago Bears.
And the starter is therefore.
We don't know.
We don't know.
I'm guessing Mike White.
I'm guessing Mike White, yeah. So there you go. By the way, Mike, every time you come on here, we have some breaking news of some sort.
I know.
So let's start there, because that's the natural place to start. This should come, and I would imagine, as a guy who played the game at the highest level as you have, I would imagine you bristled when you heard that Zach Wilson post-game press conference and that this is no surprise to you whatsoever.
Oh, man, Gil, yeah, not only bristled, but, you know, it's like I could only imagine what's going on in that locker room with the fellas. And you have a quarterback that lacks accountability here, and you lack leadership too, right? And I applauded Robert Saleh from coming out and suggesting, said, look, I'm not committed to Zach Wilson. I don't care if he was a high draft choice, and I don't care if he believes that he is a franchise quarterback. He's not.
Yeah.
He hasn't proven that, right? So it's a get-better league. We all know that as players. Zach Wilson, for whatever reason, is not getting better. And I think the reason is Zach Wilson, because he's good enough to be dangerous, Gil, but he's not disciplined enough to be good, right? And I think as respect goes and accountability in that locker room, you have to atone for everything that you do out there. And so if he's not taking responsible leadership role in that regard, you got to sit him down. You got to bench him right now.
I wonder if the Jets take money on that news. This line has been bouncing up and down because we don't know about Justin Fields either quite yet, do we? So it's 4.5 now. We'll see if that news changes this line at all. Let me just ask one other follow-up question to that.
It's been taken off the board a couple places.
Been taken off the board. I would imagine it would be. That's how some books react off the top. If he hadn't answered the question after the game the way he did, let's say he accepted full responsibility. Let's say he was like, yeah, it starts with me. I was terrible. I wasn't good enough. And I'm just going to go back and practice this week, and I'm going to work on the very things that didn't happen, but this falls on me, and I'll be better. If he answers that way, do you think there's a possibility he still starts this week?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely, 1,000%. Because you know what would happen Gil, if I heard a quarterback accept responsibility for poor performances and lack of improvement, I would take it upon myself to go up to him, especially a young player. So look, let's work after practice. Let's get here early before practice. You know, as a group, we would say, look, we got to help Zach Wilson out here. I mean, he's trying. He's got the right mindset. But when you're smug at a podium and you don't think you're the problem, then I don't want anything to do with you, really, because now you are on Zach Wilson Island. You're no longer a part of the team. It's all about you. And the thing about professional athletes, how you motivate them, Gil, is you inject fear in them. Because look, they got everything, right? They're spoiled a lot of times, egos all the time, certainly got the money. But you scare them. You scare them to the fact that, look, you scare of failure, fear of failure, fear that you're going to lose your job. So we'll find out if this is important enough for Zach Wilson to improve his game. If he doesn't improve, then obviously he's Josh Rosen and he's every other quarterback that had a ton of talent that just didn't play out in the National Football League.
All right, I'm going to ask you questions that I ask on the Megapod after this show. I'm recording the Beating the Book Megapod. Vegas Runner is the guest. By the way, will you join us on a Megapod one of these weeks? Will you have me?
I would love to. I would love to. That would be awesome, Gil.
Mike, you like how I asked you that on air, so you like are put on the spot. You have no choice.
Can't say no.
I know, right? Right. Yeah. Gil, I got too much on my schedule. Sorry, I can't. No. I would love to. Absolutely, man.
Once we get off, Mike's gonna be like, "I'm never coming on your show." Okay, so I close with a couple questions, and I want to ask you of this week 12 in the National Football League, of the big favorites, and we'll run them down, which is the most likely, in your opinion, to lose outright? The Bills, who are 9.5-point favorites against Detroit tomorrow, Cowboys, 9.5-point favorites at home against the Giants. Not just talking about, you know, not covering, I'm talking about just losing outright. Right. Then on Sunday, scrolling down, obviously Miami, 13-point favorites at home against the Houston Texans. I mean, there's some huge favorites this week. The Chiefs, 14.5-point favorites at home against the L.A. Rams without Matthew Stafford, it appears. San Francisco, 9-point favorites at home against the Saints. I won't throw the Eagles in as 7-point favorites because I don't want to pollute this. I want to get an answer from those games. If I come to you from the future and I said, hey, Mike, one of those teams lost outright, which is it?
Wow, this might shock you. It could be the Cowboys. It could be the Cowboys.
Wow,
I know, right? Just off that performance we just saw, right? But can the Cowboys bottle that up? Can Kellen Moore be that consistent and being creative with the personnel that he has offensively? Right, no longer the Dak Prescott show. Let's make it the Tony Pollard show. Let's involve everybody in that offense that way and keep the defense off balance. But the Cowboys haven't had a propensity to do that. They haven't shown that type of consistency. That defense is all world. But we've seen this year, even with a defense like that, the Giants be able to run the football. I thought the Lions was in a good spot last week because Saquon Barkley had 35 carries the week prior. And in the National Football League this year, we know it's a running game, and we know about running backs and certainly the ability to stay fresh if you can. So I thought the Lions were in a good spot, but now you come off that game, you go into this game on a short week. We know the Giants are going to run a football. Saquon Barkley is going to be the focal point. I would not be surprised if that guy goes off against that Cowboys defense. Like, they rose up for the Vikings. They rose up. They got called out. They played physical. But can they do that again, right, in consecutive weeks? And I have my doubts about that. So from a straight out upset situation, I think the Giants are in a prime spot here.
Yeah. Do you agree that, like, the Jerry Jones justifying Zeke's contract thing is what plays into this insistence on the Cowboys just canonizing Zeke all the time over Pollard?
Yeah, you know, I mean, so many things about the Cowboys, Gil. Not only that, I mean, they're pining for Odell Beckham Jr., right? Mm-hmm. And it's like, wait a minute, if you guys thought you were that good, why are you pining for this other player?
Pining, openly.
Yeah, I know, right? So I think within the building, there's a lack of confidence at times. It took Micah Parsons calling out players to get them up for the Vikings and get that type of performance. So here you go on a short week. Can they duplicate that? And that's the questions that I have about the Cowboys.
The other Megapod question at the end is, if you had to bet every one of these games on the side, let's say you lived in a bizarre world and you were forced to bet every game, but there was one game where you want, like, no part of whatsoever, what's the game you want no part of based on the spread?
Oh, man. I think Probably the 49er game. I'm high on the 49ers, but the Saints have been a team that I cannot have a good grasp of in terms of betting. The one week I'm really down on them and then they win. The next week I'm really high on them and then all of a sudden they just look awful. So the Saints, they have a nice group of talent around Andy Dalton, but it is Andy Dalton, right? I think if we get a good Andy Dalton, all of a sudden the Saints could upset the 49ers with that defense, and they're going to be healthier in that matchup. So I'd stay away from that game.
What's your favorite bet this weekend, including Thanksgiving?
I like Atlanta. I like the points in Atlanta. Oh. I like the physicality that they bring. I know Kyle Pitts is out, but I've always liked and enjoyed Atlanta in a dog role this year. It's been profitable for me. So I like Atlanta catching the points right there.
How dare you, Mike? How dare you?
Hey, that's a rematch of what? The 91 playoff game, right?
Well, I'm glad you brought it up there, Mike.
Mike. I still hold you guys ill will towards the Washington team back then.
The famous seat cushion game where Washington led 17-7. As you know very well, you were on the field. I was in the stands.
Yes.
and then Gerald Riggs crashed over, and finally the seat cushions out of frustration because we were so arrogant at that point. The Jerry Glanville-led Atlanta Falcons of 1991. Mike, thank you as always. Enjoy your gizzard-infused whatever tomorrow for Thanksgiving.
Stuffing. Dressing. Well, yeah,
gizzard-infused stuffing.
That's right. Give it a try, Gil. You'll love it.
We'll give it a try. Thank you, Mike. Right. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you guys as well.
Mike Pritchard, everybody. Future Megapod guest, Kelly. Mike Pritchard.
You locked him in.
What horrible radio form that is.
You
for
got
me.
Him.
Hey, Kelly, you'll come on the Megapod, won't you? Coming back, our NFL power rankings next.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Numbers game proudly brought to you by BetMGM Nevada. Also, don't forget, you don't have to wait until after Turkey Day to score a Black Friday deal with VSiN. New VSiN Pro annual subscribers get a $30 credit to the VSiN store. With VSiN Pro Access, you get a daily recap of the top plays made by VSiN show hosts and guests. Tools like our betting splits that let you see where the money and bets are moving every game. Deep dive daily betting reports, plus our upcoming College Bowl and Super Bowl betting guides. The VSiN store is a great place to shop for VSiN sports betting hats, shirts, mugs, and other great gear. Hurry, though, it's a limited time Black Friday offer, so sign up now for the perfect sports betting holiday gift at VSiN.com/subscribe. I always bring this up once a year also, Kelly. When was the first time you heard the expression Black Friday referred to the Friday after Thanksgiving as that? Because I contend it wasn't until about 15, 20 years ago.
Really?
My childhood, I never remember. Maybe I didn't even listen for it.
I don't know. I was living in Russia and stuff.
They didn't have Black Friday in Russia?
That's what I'm trying to remember, but maybe it was 15, 20 years ago. I don't know.
We had tweets at Beating the Book. I've told I'm wrong about that by many people. They're like, it's been forever. Yeah.
I mean, I would think you are too, but I don't know enough to argue with you about it.
The angriest guy in New Jersey. Listen to this, Kelly. No shtick. Hope you and the people you care about have a real nice Thanksgiving.
Hey, you too.
I'm getting verklempt. So nice of him.
Angriest guy in New Jersey. Not so angry today, the day before Thanksgiving.
And then he sends an angry.
We appreciate your constant tweets and involvement in the show.
And he gets a little angrier with his next one. He says, do you think Joe's the only guy in the country who actually figures this stuff out? Except he didn't say stuff. Frank Doyle. Oh, about our Pepperdine dry campus. I guess everybody's like, he's like, Colorado State has a bar on campus, a brewery, and a fermentation science brewing degree. It is not a dry campus. Well, thank you, Frank Doyle.
All right. Let me clarify. I'm sure there are some exceptions.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, Colorado State, sorry, but maybe it's the least surprising exception ever. I bet you there's some weed in your greenhouse too, probably there.
This is from Sapperfeed, I believe he calls himself a child. Fun fact, Gil, all Wisconsin campuses are dry except the flagship Madison, which does serve beer at the student union.
Anomaly. I think there's some that are like that. But it's not like there's like bar. It's not like there's like a, you know, every restaurant on campus is serving booze. Like that is not a, I don't think it's a regular thing. It's at universities across this country.
España uno, Costa Rica nil. Nil in Spanish. I'm not sure what it is. Cero.
Cero.
Scotty B726. If I still had a live Survivor ticket, Would I actually be able to sell it for a portion of its intrinsic value? I guess what I'm asking, is there somebody that would actually offer me the money? I don't know about full price. No, they wouldn't offer you full price, my guess is. But yes, at a discount? Sure. Somebody out there would.
Yeah, it got to be exchanges or prop swap or something that you could probably sell that on.
By the way, Andrew says, Andrew underscore Rivers, he says, did Joe Pita just say the Bears didn't lead that game until the last second field goal? He goes, that's not how I remember. And he shows me a chart. That's not how it ended up with Chicago and Detroit. I don't remember that last year.
I don't remember that game last year.
Steve Fezzik, our buddy Steve Fezzik, two-time back-to-back Hilton Super Contest winner from back in the day. The only person who's ever won it back-to-back, by the way. Is he the only person that's won it twice? No, maybe back-to-back. I don't know.
I'll
have to check on that. He says, his advice would be Circus Survivors playing Minnesota the last game should consider a Buffalo-Dallas teaser. Could win by one or two, unlikely. And the teaser is a solid plus EV play that also hedges your survivor nicely if the teaser loses, likely Dallas and or Buffalo loses. All right. Steve chiming in. We appreciate that.
Hey, we got Betsgiving tomorrow. Starting tomorrow. Oh,
can we talk about that for a second?
Yeah, I think we should. So a reminder, we got this all going on at VEASAN.
Yeah, it was Kelly's way of saying, hey, Gil, we have to talk about Betsgiving.
I kind of forgot about it.
We have to put in our picks today.
Yeah, that's where I was going to bring it up, because we got to put our picks in tonight.
We were about to be shut out already. Here we are talking about everybody's.
I remembered.
Okay. So we have to put in the picks for tomorrow and Friday tonight.
Tonight.
Everybody does.
So that is one of the three NFL games.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow.
Any type of play or a side?
So I was just looking at, I think it's side or total, but I'll have to get back to you on that one.
Okay.
And then any available market at DraftKings for USA England on Friday.
We have to talk through that.
Might have to text Paul Carr about that one.
I think I have a strategy.
You do?
Yeah,
you got something
so.
In mind?
I do.
All right.
Betsgiving, 5-day betting contest for all of us internally here at VSiN, with a Circa posting odds that we were the second short shot. Follow the money, the short shot to win it, followed by us at plus 950.
Well, we're taking it down. Taking it down.
I hope so. Let's do this. All right, so what are you thinking about for tomorrow? Let's talk this through.
Well, I got a bet. And you know who it's on.
I do. Of course.
I feel like you're not going to like that side.
Mr. Minnesota Viking over here
has
a play. I don't hate it. We'll talk about it. Figure out.
Yeah, unfortunately, there's only so much we can talk about on air because
that's right.
We have competition.
We don't want to give away our thinking.
Especially on day one.
Especially the USA England game on Friday. All right, shall we do NFL Power Rankings?
Let's do it.
Let's do this. Plug it in. That's all we got. Crank it up. Plug it in and crank it up. What was that? The Buzz? Is that who you worked for back in the day?
No. The Buzz was down in South Florida, though. 103.1, The Buzz.
The Buzz.
They had the Buzz bake sale every year.
I guess like in...
Our listeners in West Palm will remember.
I guess like in the rock and roll era of like the 70s and 80s, when like a radio station did that, The Buzz, like the people listening got fired up about it.
Did they score again?
España otra vez.
There it is.
Dos cero.
Dos a cero.
And there it is. It's a push right now on the minus two that I have. Paul Carr went minus 2.5. We are in a 21st minute of soccer. 2-0 Spain. This could be... They could win by a touchdown here.
Do it.
They really could win by a touchdown. At this pace, they're winning by a touchdown or more. Now watch Costa Rica mount the awesome comeback.
I was just thinking that, like 3 goals from Costa Rica.
That's right. Remember, both Saudi Arabia and Japan were down.
I mean, that was the wildest part of both those games,
yes.
Right? It's not that they just won 1-0.
That's right.
Because that could happen.
Came from behind.
Came from behind and had to drop 2 on them to win.
We'll show you Argentina and Germany. All right, so power rankings NFL-wise, the big headline of the year with NFL power rankings, there's never been another year like this. Every year when we do these, we're changing them up left and right week after week. This year, static. It's barely moved. And so if you're doing mine again for this week, really 10-9-8-7, I didn't move. Seahawks were idle. Bengals beat the Steelers. Wasn't the easiest win. They're 9.
I mean, I'd have to go back and check, Gil, but we've had the same 10 teams, each of us, for a while now.
That's been the most amazing part.
Actually, that's what you've had it longer than me because I inserted the Bucks last week. I forgot about that.
I ain't doing that. 8, Dolphins, they were idle. Vikings got crushed, but as has sort of been my policy all year, I don't let one result just make me go nuts. I didn't have the Vikings in my top five anyway, so they stay at seven. The Ravens go down one only because they didn't look that impressive against the Panthers, and the other teams below them did. So the Cowboys get up to number five after crushing the Vikings. They move up one spot. And the Eagles, ladies and gentlemen, for the first time this year, fall out of my top three. They fall to number four. The Eagles, who lost a couple weeks ago to Washington and who just got by the Colts this past week, they are now the number four team. The Niners. Again, my only future in the NFC this year was on the Niners. As soon as they decided to keep Jimmy Garoppolo, I bet them to win the NFC and the Super Bowl. So I've always felt strongly about the Niners. They move up to number three. The Bills get back off the schneid after losing two in a row. They go up to number two, and the Chiefs remain at number one. Kelly, what do you got?
Yeah, I was thinking about making that Eagles switch. I couldn't get there, but I can't argue with it. If we go to mine, and I'm gonna start one place we never start with these. In the middle. Oh. I'm going to start in the middle.
Let's start at five.
Let's start at four or five. Because I thought about that. I'll start at the top. I went Chiefs one. Look, this 1-2-3 has remained the same for me for a lot of weeks now, maybe in different order, those top three.
Had for me, too.
But I think, look, all three of them have question marks, right? I think the Chiefs, great team. Is the defense going to be able to hold up all the way through? I love the Bills. I still think at the end of the day, the Bills are probably the best team in the NFL. But is this elbow issue going to factor in by the time we get to the end of it with Josh Allen? I think it has a little bit already, and who knows if this gets better or worse by the end of the season. So I got them two, but they could easily be one. Eagles I have dropped down to three. I do think there's been some separation now between those two top AFC teams and then the group of NFC teams. And that's really how I'm going to describe it, where I think it's those three NFC teams. Eagles, Cowboys, 49ers. If you put any of those three in any order, one through three there, I don't think I could argue too much with it right now. The way I've got it, Eagles three, Cowboys four, 49ers five. And the Cowboys do move up three spots for me this week. Then I think you're down to another tier. And it's Vikings there, yes. I think that the Cowboys beat down had made me move them down to that sixth spot. I still got a slight edge over the Ravens. And then my 8, 9, 10 remain the same this week, just like yours did. Dolphins, Bengals, Bucks.
It's amazing.
With me, the Seahawks clearly number 11, but then after that, like, who really knows?
I got the Titans at 11. Yeah.
Titans 12 for me, I guess.
It's amazing how static these are, and from person to person how similar they are, because that's the NFL this year. There are a lot of dreck teams.
Just
there are
a lot of
really bad teams, and a lot of the middling teams are really kind of meh.
Yeah.
They really are. But some of those teams are making playoffs. Will Hill joins us next. Talk football. And anything else he wants to talk about, basketball as well. It's a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Before you make your next bet, be sure to visit VSiN.com to check the current betting splits data.
Split bets!
Want to know where the money and bets are moving in every game? Well, the betting splits page is updated with DraftKings odds every 10 minutes, so you can see changes in all the action. Find out where the public's betting based on the number of tickets and where the money does not match the public opinion. You can check out not just today's action, but future events as well. Betting splits, yet another way that VSiN is here to make you a smarter, better year-round. Check out today's betting splits for every game at VSiN.com. All right, we get tweets at Beating the Book. This is, let's see here. Always appreciate the feedback, by the way, on the old Twitter machine. This is from Johnny V disagrees with Steve Fezzik. He says, why are you disrespecting the New England Circus Survivor selections? Steve Fezzik says, playing any less than 50% playing Survivor is not something I would recommend.
Is that three for you? Yeah. Is that a penalty kick? You just got another goal.
España tres.
Tres a cero.
Costa Rica cero. We're in cover position. Everybody's covers. So Johnny V then respectfully disagrees and says to Steve Fezzik, noted, but I do disagree with you. I think I'm on Johnny V's side on this. Plus EV analytics. Remember Matt Buckalter, who was here earlier this year?
Oh, yeah.
One of the sharpest guys there is, writes unbelievable blogs about sports betting, has always been, for those in gambling Twitter all these years, you know, Plus EV analytics. He's just saying, I'm suffering. I went on freaking TV with Gil in a numbers game and hyped this angle. But he's talking about all the second-year quarterbacks. Lance Hurt, Fields, question marks. Max sucks. Mills awful. Now you have Zach Wilson, who is done and benched. T. Lawrence struggling. So he's lamenting that how this league has been this year. I sympathize. This is, oh, I appreciate it. This is from Len Glauzenski, pardon me, Len. Len Glauzenski. The earliest I was ruminating out loud is what I was doing, Kelly, about Black Friday. He says, the earliest known, thank you to all the listeners, so nice to follow up on this. The earliest known use of Black Friday to refer to the day after Thanksgiving occurred in the journal Factory Management and Maintenance for November 1951. And again, in 1952, here it referred to the practice of workers calling in sick on the day after Thanksgiving in order to have a four-day weekend, of course. And Black Friday
Yeah,
was
that's
born.
Pretty obvious.
Yeah, Black Friday was born. How do we get off
that's
the whole
what
weekend?
That's also one of those, I'm kind of sick of people asking the, like, why is it the day after the Super Bowl a holiday? Like, okay, like, if that's kind of the reason why we're taking the Friday after Thanksgiving off, then absolutely the Monday after the Super Bowl should be.
The biggest day of the whole conversation of what should be a holiday that isn't is Election Day.
Yeah, good
by
point.
Far. Why that is not a national holiday makes no sense whatsoever. Forget the day after Thanksgiving or all these other things, day after the Super Bowl. Election Day. Holiday, period. Come on.
Yeah.
I just solved our voter turnout. AJ at AJ Caldera 23. Some of the bingo card selections for VR's return. Oh, Vegas Runner Ace going to be on the Megapod here after the show, Kelly. I love this board. God bless America. Fake is a $3 bill. Pros not referring to athletes. A little about bingo. Megapod bingo coming up after the show. All right. Buddhist man just bet the Vikings again for his tip photoshopped. And Sports Savant. Someone check in on Drew Dinsick, 3-0 Spain. Oh, what a Drew bet. Oh,
I have no idea. Saw a tweet too, but I don't know.
I'm not sure. Ladies and gentlemen, he is the man. He is one of the pieces of glue that holds this operation together. Usually give that to Wes Reynolds. Wes, y'all. Thank you, Kev. But Will Hill certainly qualifies at not the Will Hill with two E's. It's William Hilliam. Will Hill, everybody. How you doing?
Gil, what's going on? I think the Drew Dinsick bet they're referring to. Remember, he bet the thing with Iran goals where if somebody scores six, he splits it. If somebody scores seven, he loses like 13 grand or
right.
something like that.
Exactly.
You got to pay attention to your guests. I'm the only one listening to the show.
No. You're absolutely right. Sorry. Will, I ask the question, then you just go, and I go to another room. I come back. I have a sandwich in my hand.
Isaiah did say it in my ear from downstairs, yeah. too. But, yeah, that's got to
yeah,
be one.
No, that's exactly. You're right. Drew was on the show. Drew is in a Calcutta, the Bet the Process Calcutta with Rufus and Jeff. And that is – there's a side pot where – he had, was it the team that would have the most goals scored against it?
Yes.
Was that the side pot? And so he had Iran. They had six goals scored against him. And here we are, 34 minutes in, and it's 3-0 España. So you're right. Drew is dying. Although Drew is also flying to Maui today, so he'll be all right.
Yeah, I don't feel bad for him.
Yeah.
Yeah, Humans is there too. Both of them in their Speedo sipping Mai Tais together, probably.
I didn't need that image. Okay, so by the way, speaking of Maui, you and I both independently were watching Creighton yesterday, that great game against Arkansas. Arkansas was not at full strength. They looked good. Creighton looked awesome. Is there a futures bet on Creighton that you're contemplating right now?
Well, that's a good question. I know that they were a big preseason bet where they crashed from 90-1 down to 50-1, 40-1. I do have a play on the game tonight. I like the over. I think it's up to like 164 against Arizona because they played, like you said, that was like an elite eight level game last night against Arkansas. I think it was 90-87 the final. I think we'll see a similar pace against Arizona, who wants to do nothing but run. I think we'll see a similar style of game just in terms of the quality. I love this Maui tournament. You always it's a good scenery. There's really good teams. They play the championship game now at 5 o'clock Eastern. It used to be like a right before Thanksgiving, like 10 o'clock at night, sort of like pre-Thanksgiving Eve tradition, but now they moved it up to 5 Eastern in the afternoon here. But I do like the over. I think we'll get a lot of points, first team to 90 kind of game. So it should be fun to watch. If you're not doing anything, this will be one to watch.
165 and a half, and ooh. Will is going over the 165 and a half. This is, I mean, even as you're talking about this, I'm like, what a great sports weekend. Like right when you think you have all the sports in your head, you're like, oh no, then there's this. We can watch this as well. Creighton in Arizona from Maui with Humans in attendance, apparently in a Speedo, according to Will Hill, in the actual arena. You're not on board with me with Pepperdine taking the points against UCLA tonight? Come on, man.
Oh, this is a wrong team favorite game. I think they got the plus sign on the wrong side. Pepperdine's going to smoke them.
Wrong team favorite game. Oh, man, I did sprinkle a little on the money line, Will. A little plus 1,100 on Pepperdine. Just, you know.
What channel is this? I'll try and watch this, too. Is this broadcast nationally or no?
I'm going to say Pac-12, but I don't know that for sure. We'll have to call Danielle and figure
Sean's
out.
Sean's checked the papers at Pac-12 Network.
Pac-12 Network, baby.
That's a no. I don't think I get that one. I get all the channels. I don't think I get that one.
Hmm. Okay. What about the NFL? Well, first of all, what about college football? What's your favorite college football play? We're riffing here. I don't know if you have one or not.
I do. Under Ohio State and Michigan, I just think both offenses are kind of banged up. I don't know if Corum's going to play. I don't know if he's going to be healthy if he does play. Neither team has been really crisp offensively. You know, Michigan, like you talked about, they were a 17.5-point favorites, forget covering. They were lucky to come out with a win. Ohio State never came close to covering against Maryland, so neither team's been very sharp. Ohio State saw his injuries at receiver. And the quarterback for Michigan's just an issue. I mean, he can't throw the ball downfield, so I think Harbaugh will try to just muck up the game, slow it down. I know we saw a shootout last year. I don't think we'll get that type of game this year. I think there's some rain in the forecast, like 50% chance of rain. It's actually a little warmer than you'd expect. I think it's going to be in the 40s or 50s for late November in Columbus. That's a little warmer than you'd expect, but I do like the under. I think it's 57.5 in that range.
Okay, Michigan-Ohio State under. By the way, just side note, because I asked this a few tag yesterday, is there a path? This is a totally selfish question here. Is there a path where Duggan can win the Heisman? So if USC loses, because Caleb Williams ought to be the favorite right now. His stats are above all. If USC loses one more, so they're not in the playoff, and then let's say Ohio State loses to Michigan, just work with me here, is there a path for Duggan at all? If TCU goes undefeated and he just finishes with a flourish, Corum is hurt. You know, Drake May's donezo now in this. Obviously, Hendon Hooker. A path? Can you give me that much?
I will say 100% zero path, and I would love to be wrong. So I can just go out on an island here and say there's no chance it's going to happen. Then, hey, worst case scenario, I'm wrong. I cash a nice ticket because I do have Duggan. It'd be hard, and wouldn't it be cruel if he finishes second, which I guess is possible? That would be a tough one.
That would be brutal. You have a Duggan ticket too? Yes.
Yeah, I tailed. I think you and maybe the Bear gave it out. Yeah, back in, I don't know, right around when the playoffs.
Did the Bear give it out too? Did he really? I didn't know that.
I think he did.
Well, how about some movement in this market?
Oh, yeah.
Overnight. This is, I mean, I know there are other shops where Caleb Williams wasn't that long of a long shot, I guess. Over at DraftKings, though, now he's -110, Stroud +105.
Yeah.
So that's moved in an overnight.
Well, we talked about the stats yesterday. Like, his stats are above all. It shouldn't even be if they win out, it shouldn't even be a contest, I think. Your favorite NFL bets this weekend, sir?
Ooh, I like the Lions. I bet them +10. I sprinkled a little on the money line. Hey,
wrong team favorite, Will.
Yes, if you can lose to Zach Wilson, you can lose to anybody. And I just don't think Allen's healthy. Their defense isn't healthy. I have Miami AFC East tickets. I think you do too. I watched a lot of the Browns-Bills Sunday. And it looks like a ho-hum Bills win when you just look at the score sheet. But the Browns were in control early. They dropped a couple touchdowns. They had an unforced fumble. They really could have been up by like 10 or 13 points. The Bills have not played great here. That loss to Minnesota looks even worse a couple weeks later. Detroit, it's funny. Their Lions games are like Rockies home games at Coors Field. There's just so much scoring. They're always close. So let's go with a little Lions upset tomorrow. This won't come back to haunt me or anything.
No, not at all. But I like your moxie. I like your chutzpah. That's what I like about you, Will. Your chutzpah and your moxie. I also like the wrong team favorite comment. Thank you, Will. Happy Thanksgiving, man. Appreciate it.
Gil, happy Thanksgiving. Kelly, happy Thanksgiving. Oh, I got to get my plug in. twitch.tv/GoldBoysNetwork. See you guys. Thank you.
Bam. At not the Will Hill. Two E's in the V. We'll come back. Yes, no playoffs in the NFL. I had my 14 teams that I think are already in the NFL playoffs. So we'll riff on that next. Numbers Game. Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Numbers game proudly brought to you by BetMGM Nevada. Gil Alexander, Kelly Bidlin. BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, unleashing the spirit of Las Vegas with BetMGM rewards. Every time you make a wager at BetMGM, you can earn BetMGM rewards points that you can redeem for online bonus credits like free bets. It's never been easier to join the action on the new BetMGM app, featuring a fresh redesign with improved features and quicker navigation. And if you're planning a trip to Vegas, you can also convert your BetMGM points into MGM rewards points that you can use towards dining, shows at hotels, hotel rooms at over 20 MGM resorts located on the Las Vegas Strip and nationwide. BetMGM Rewards, sports betting's premier loyalty program, including exclusive offers, incredible experiences, and valuable perks. When you wager with BetMGM, sign up with BetMGM or log in today to take advantage of BetMGM Rewards. Eligibility restrictions apply. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Skill Alexander, Kelly Bidlin, once again. 3-0, 3-0 in favor of España World Cup. Jeff Parlay walked in. He's doing the Megapod after the show. Kelly, is he already? Braggadocious about he's got the plan for the Betsgiving?
I haven't been yet. It all figured out for Betsgiving. Plans in place, Gil. They don't need any clarification on rules.
They
or don't anything need anything. Like
they got to figure it out.
All figured out.
Parlay's dying off here. He's like, I can't speak.
Don't listen to me.
Jeff Parlay, so one of the pillars of the Megapod, coming up after with the VR Vegas Runner, our guest today. We got tweets. Todd Bubba Horowitz, one of my peeps. Happy Thanksgiving. How about some brisket, kugel, and matzo ball soup, Gil, for Thanksgiving? I'm down with the matzo ball soup. You can have the brisket and the kugel. Although I can hear my mom's voice already. You love the brisket. This is from Odrasir at No Soy Tipster Dos. Love the nice. España Costa Rica's coverage in Espanol. Saluda, what does he say here? Saludos desde México. You got it, man. My pleasure. Do you watch the World Cup on Univision? I do. Sometimes I'll just watch the Spanish version.
Oh, it's the excitement.
I feel it's more authentic.
It's more authentic.
I really do.
I'm with you.
I'm all about Univision. This is from Chance Copperpot. Hey, Chance Copperpot, Kelly. I hate to be the guy to say it again, but brining the turkey makes all the difference in the world. I dislike turkey very much till I learned how to make it well. Happy Thanksgiving to all. Well,
yeah, was that Paul or Pritchard both today? They're both spot on, though.
But again, I stand by my theory in the first segment, which is I think it's those of us who came from immigrant families, we have a different experience with Thanksgiving.
It's true.
We didn't land on Plymouth Rock. Mike Rouse, just curious, what are your thoughts on Travis Kelce for Offensive Player of the Year? Leads the NFL in receiving touchdowns and sixth in yards, seeing 25-1 in some markets. My response, and I'm curious what yours would be, Kelly, is, yeah, 25-1 seems long, but as long as Tyreek is just putting up cartoon numbers, I thought about a Tyreek bet at like +225, +250 the other day.
I made one last week.
I think
4-1 it was, yeah, like end of last week, because we were talking about it. I'm like, I just don't think, I thought they moved, when they moved Jefferson to the favorite in that market, I didn't think that made any sense.
Well, it was right after the catch. So.
It was right after the catch. Yeah. I just didn't think that made any sense, and there was some value on Tyreek there at 4-1. Let's see, that number is currently Tyreek Hill +250, Justin Jefferson +350. I don't know. I don't hate that. I don't hate that bet. I added an NBA MVP.
I don't hate it at all.
I had an NBA MVP bet last night, Gil, actually along the same line.
Let me guess. I was about to say Frankie Beverly. Patrick Beverly, because you loved his moxie pushing DeAndre Ayton down to the floor.
I know he's going to get suspended, and no, he shouldn't hit a guy that's just blindsiding a guy, so, but this is why you bring in Patrick Beverly.
This is why you sign him.
This is why you sign
to
him.
To push Anthony people Davis, to the ground.
Anthony Davis is about to get into it with DeAndre Ayton. You don't want Anthony Davis, especially after you see what Anthony Davis did last night and has been doing for the past several games, you don't want him to get suspended, get hurt, get a technical. Beverly, you run in there and dust it up. That's your job on this team. He did exactly what his job is.
It would have been totally awesome if Frankie Beverly had pushed him down to the ground. That would have been a different story altogether.
I added a player that everybody says, Kelly, why do you hate this guy so much? I've never hated this guy. I just don't like some of the choices he's made with teams. Kevin Durant to win MVP at 30-1.
How about
30-1 I found here in town. If you look at what he's doing statistically, Gil, and I understand Kyrie coming back, that's going to change a little bit. Ben Simmons actually has picked it up a bit offensively. Who knows how this team's going to look the rest of the year? But look what he's doing offensively right now. He's having the second highest scoring year of his entire career right now. So I think a bet on him at 30-1 is worth it with one of the best players in the NBA. And look, you've got some guys that are playing amazing right now in the league. I think that Giannis deserves to be the favorite. I think you could give him the MVP award every single year. Luka Doncic is, there's no way he continues to keep doing what he's been doing. That team, he's great. I love him. But, like, that team is performing so
I love how many awards bets you have, tickets you have in the NBA. It's awesome. By the way, the Nets losing last night outright to the, as nearly double-digit favorites, losing outright to the Embiid-less, Maxey-less, Harden-less Sixers.
Yeah, it's like 25-1 at DraftKings. I think that's a good bet right now. It's a long NBA season.
It is.
I think Jason Weingarten says this a lot. Add to the portfolio, right? Yep. You add to portfolio with good numbers. I'm a believer in that.
It's a long season. We're only 20% of the way through it. There's so much basketball to be played for sure. Yesterday we started the show with my sort of theory that we already know the 14 teams in the NFL playoffs. You can quibble with some of my choices at the bottom. I did have Washington passing the Giants. I have the Chargers passing both the Jets and the Patriots. Sorry, Jeff Parlay. Other than that, I think we kind of know who's in. And so in that spirit, one of the things why the reason that we went through that is not to just hear me talk about it and theorize about it, but to inform bets. Yes, no to make the playoffs in the National Football League. We'll do this by conference. Kelly has set it up by conference. Let's go to the AFC and see if there is a wager there. Based on my feelings, the Chargers at -110 to make it, it's probably the play for me. And the Patriots at -120 to miss it. You, sir?
Man, yes, I like both of those, but I think I would play, since I'm on the Vikings already, I think the Patriots no is the side I'd probably have to prefer, I'd have to like the most. And I think it is.
That was one of my two right there, yep. Patriots -120. And what Kelly's referring to is because the two teams play each other tomorrow night, and he is on the Minnesota Vikings.
I'm with you, though. I don't think either one of them make it.
Jets or Patriots?
Yeah, I don't think either one of them make it.
Well, okay, let's move on. What's another sheet here? This is again, widely available now. Let's go to the NFC, where there's a lot more choices here. Now, based on what I was saying yesterday, where I think Washington gets by the Giants, and by the way, both in the case of the Chargers getting by the Patriots and the Jets, and in Washington getting by the Giants, the remaining schedules inform much of that as well. Washington and the Chargers have a very, very easy-peasy road the rest of the year. So I would play here based on that. I'd play the Giants to miss at +125. By the way, remember when we were doing adjusted season win totals and I said under 9.5 on the Giants and people, a couple Giants fans lost their mind? I still stand by that.
Well, I bet it. I bet under 10 on them.
Yeah.
I bet the over 7.5 and under 10.
Might have been +10 at that point, yeah.
No. I got that middle set up. I'm hoping that hits. Yeah, they're remaining opponents, though. Because this cannot be, like, I mean, you have to say it. I don't have them in order, but Eagles twice.
We have them on the screen right now.
Oh, there we go. So at Cowboys.
Thanks, guys.
At Commanders. Yeah. Home against the Eagles. At Commanders. The first one was versus Commanders. Sorry. At Vikings. Home against the Colts. At the Eagles.
Yeah, it's gauntlet. You going to win three of those games? I don't think you are, especially if you think the Commanders are better than the Giants. So
if you think that, then you can't. They're not winning three.
I think the Washington Commodes are a poor man's version of the San Francisco 49ers.
Yeah.
I think they have a lot of players. They have and defensively especially, and I think they're a proverbial team you don't want to play. Poor man's version of the Niners. Niners obviously more powerful. So I would go no on the Giants, and I would go yes on Washington in the NFC in terms of the yes-no playoff numbers.
So what do we have? Okay, so if we're looking at that one graphic, you've got 49ers and Seahawks. One of those is going to make it in as the division winner. Same thing, I guess, with the NFC South teams that you've got listed there. I
think Commanders +150 yes and Giants +125 no are the two bets.
It just even with their ridiculously tough schedule, if I had to choose one of those, it would be a yes on the Commanders over the no on the Giants, though.
Okay. I like them both in tandem, but yeah, I hear you. Widely available, the yes-no markets in the NFC. Do we have a pro tip, Kelly? Do we have a pro tip of the hour?
We do.
Pro tip of the hour. With yes-no playoff bets, start figuring how you think the playoffs will look in each conference and then decide if a bet in the market makes more sense. Or maybe, and this is the real good part of the tip, maybe it's best to take it week to week with a specific team. Maybe there are alternate markets
too
where you can exploit this even more favorably. It's your pro tip of the hour. We do one every hour on VSiN across every show. So that means at least 20 every day. They're all available for VSiN Pro subscribers only at VSiN.com, where you can sort them by sport and by show. España 3. Costa Rica 0 at the half. Drew Dinsick just tweeted it. He goes, RIP me. Thinks his bet's in trouble.
A long way to go,
long
Drew.
Long way to go,
Drewski. Enjoy the beach.
Come on, Drewski. You're going to Maui anyway. We've done all we can do. The Lombardi line is next. Enjoy. Kelly and I will be here tomorrow, Thanksgiving morning. We'll see you then. VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.